You're listening to SBS News.
At a suburban bowls club in Melbourne's north, a group of unlikely women take to the green. Many of them have never heard of lawn bowls, let alone played it, including Aisha Hashmi.
It's a new thing for me. I didn't know anything about lawn bowling. It was I was surprised. And when I came here and they taught us how to play, I enjoyed it.
But once a month on a Friday, the club is closed to the public to give these migrant and refugee women the chance to play a sport and socialise in private. Mrs. Hashmi, a mother of four, arrived here from Pakistan 2 years ago. She says adjusting to her new life wasn't easy, but being able to share stories and experiences with other women has helped.
Here before coming here, I was kind of depressed and there was no social life for me. When I started coming here, my family, there was a positive change in me.
The bowling catch-ups began last year as part of the Count Me In 2 program. Its aim, to tackle the low number of girls and women participating in sport, but particularly women from linguistically and diverse backgrounds, who event organiser Nazish Khan says often face additional barriers.
You know, finding a house to live in, to finding a job and finding a pathway to work or finding a school for children, all of these are additional challenges for them. Getting used to a new place isn't very easy. And finding, I think, sporting opportunity comes very last.
Vicky Kennedy, who runs the Faulkner Bowls Club, says she got involved to help raise the profile of the club. But after a few sessions, she says the benefits spoke for themselves.
After two or three Fridays and watching the ladies out there and listening to them and listening to their stories, it became more personal. It's made the community closer.
While the program is all about encouraging these women to get onto the bowling green, it's actually more than that. It's also about getting them involved in their local sports clubs, whether it's volunteering, becoming a referee, a board member, or even a coach. The Victorian Minister for Women, Gabrielle Williams, hopes the success of this program will encourage other sports clubs to get on board.
Hopefully others are taking notice. They're seeing that they can boost participation in their clubs by just being that bit more inclusive.
Alvina Nasi, also from Pakistan, says she now has the confidence to get more involved in her local community.
One activity is a doorstep of another activity. So if we involve in one activity, then definitely we connect to the another activity that opens the door for us in future.
A small step towards a deeper connection. Gloria Kleish, SBS News.